This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Hour one on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Nice weather at Augusta, at least for today. The Masters underway. We'll keep an eye on the leaderboard there. Got some basketball to talk about, some interesting games last night, as we have a couple more days before the end of the regular season. And the Clippers delivered a statement win last night. They defeated the Lakers again. So right now they stay in the top six in the West standings. And the Lakers right now looking at a play-in position with two games left in the regular season. We'll talk about that coming up. By the way, in 2 hours from now, your opportunity to pick up some tailgate moonshine. We have at 11 a.m. Eastern. Go to danpatrick.com. First come, first serve. We have the new Azalea moonshine. And then I did ask some people who could help us with this, with the salted caramel and cinnamon apple, and our distributors able to do that. And so limited quantities there. You're able to go there, and while they last. It's Azalea Tailgate Moonshine, brand new, and it tastes great. It just happened to be on the same day that the Masters started. A tradition unlike any other. Moonshine. Tailgate Moonshine. All right, stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. They give us the stat of the day every day. Poll question, play of the day, and phone calls as well. That'll be coming up. 877-3DP show. We have operator Tyler standing by. Chris Mad Dog Russo will join us coming up a little bit later on. The former Laker, now a Hall of Famer, Pau Gasol, will join us as well. Seton, you got a poll question?
Yeah, Dan, we got a bunch.
Okay.
You want to start with the Masters? You want to start with the Mavericks?
Ooh.
Let's start with the Mavericks. Who more to blame for the Mavericks' struggles? Mark Cuban, Jason Kidd, Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving?
I'm going to start at the top. With Mark Cuban. And by the way, we did reach out to see if Mark wanted to join us. I think he said thanks, but he's going to pass.
Yes, thank you. I'll pass. Very nice. Always gets back to us in a timely fashion.
Okay.
This is basketball if you come pass.
Thank you, Steve. I would start with the owner because he made the trade. Plus, you go back to Jalen Brunson, and I know Mark has said, hey, we wanted to re-sign him, but his parents got involved in this. Then he ends up with the Knicks. But you know, when you talk about a guy who would be perfect for Luka, it's Jalen Brunson because he is a great leader, floor leader, and he's done a wonderful job with the Knicks here. Kyrie doesn't fit. It's kind of like, wow, this is great, but is it great? And they haven't meshed. And before you say, well, how many games they played together? What have they played, 18 games together? So almost a fourth of the season? That's a large enough sample size. And these are games that you have to win. Now, Kyrie played well last night, and the Mavericks are at least on the periphery of a play-in game. But, you know, you start to wonder the future of Jason Kidd. Mark Cuban has said that he'd like to bring Kyrie back. Okay. I don't know if Luka wants Kyrie back. it might be, yeah, that'd be great to have a running mate, you know, who's able to get you 40 a night. They're not a better team. They had a good team. Now, it wasn't a great team, but it was a good team. And you were in the fifth spot when you had those players. And then you trade away, you know, those players to get Kyrie Irving, who nobody wanted. And I think you're seeing that you do have two really good players, but they are really good scorers. They're not good defenders at all. And I wondered about that. Is it they can't play defense or they won't play defense? You don't know how to play defense? When you get to that point and you're that great, and then you got to play a little defense, does somebody help them play defense? Or do they just go, you know what, he can't play defense. I couldn't play defense. But I at least tried to play defense. Do these guys not even play? Like Sacramento Kings. Man, those guys can score, but they can't play defense. Why? I don't know. You know, it's your young, athletic, go out there and guard somebody. Not very good at defense. Okay. And that's why Sacramento is giveth and taketh away. Because they can score, and they can let you score as well. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm looking at the Mavericks coaching roster, and they have a lot of assistant coaches. They have a shooting coach, but they don't have a stop other teams from shooting coach. Maybe that's what they need.
I don't know if we could create that position in the NBA, but maybe we should.
They need it.
What's your job? My job is to stop the other team from scoring. Oh, okay. That's rare. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that the Mavericks are in a position now? I don't know. I guess this situation really confused me because Mark Cuban does not seem like a make bad moves. I've always, you know, people questioned a long time ago when he let Nash go. But acquiring Kyrie Irving seems like a big, big gamble. And in a position now where is 20 games enough to make a decision? And do you double down on your, quote, mistake?
That's what it feels like. It feels like, okay, got a bad hand and we paid for it. I'm going to try to bluff you again. And then we're going to triple down. I'm going all in. And then all of a sudden you're going, they called our bluff here. Who else wanted Kyrie Irving? And now you're going to sign him to a long-term contract there? Yes, Eden.
It's funny, like, we seem more comfortable with Mark Cuban making moves and trades than we do Jerry Jones. I mean, like, it's funny how owners sometimes when they get involved, like if Robert Kraft was, you know, lobbying for a running back or something, we'd be like, what the hell is he doing? Let Bill Belichick do this stuff.
Oh, I don't want owners involved in it. I don't want Jerry Jones involved in it.
But the Mavericks have a GM, right, on the roster.
They do. They do, yeah.
The Cowboys do not, right?
No, it's Jerry Jones. Yes, yeah. Jerry the owner, Jerry the GM. Mark has made some, well, the Mavs have made some good moves. I mean, you got Dirk Nowitzki for Tractor Trailer a long time ago, and you were able to trade for Luka with the Atlanta Hawks. I just didn't like, Kyrie Irving is wonderful to watch, but I wouldn't A, want him as a teammate, and B, I don't want him on my team. He's fascinating to watch, but does he win? And I think, you know, I'd have to know that whole mindset of, what did he tell Mark Cuban? Because Mark Cuban's, I think, come out and said, hey, no, everything I'm hearing, you know, it's different. He's different than what people... he's a great guy. I'm sure he's all those things. If you were going to pay me $250 million, I would be able to convince you, man, I'm a good guy. I'd rather have a guy who's not a good guy, who's a great player. I got a good guy. Man, what are we, J.J. Watt? We're just good-ass dudes out there, man. No, I need guys who can play. And that team is not interesting to me. Well, I should say they're interesting. I just don't think that they have the potential to be threatening. Yeah, Paul.
Didn't Charles Barkley say, Michael Jordan, he's a great player. Tiger Woods is a great player. No one's ever said, those are two great guys.
Yeah.
You know, they, one of the assistant coaches for the Mavericks is God Sham God. God can't get them to play defense.
Ooh, wow. The Lakers dropped into a tie with New Orleans. They're in front of them for the number 7 seed because they won 3 of the 4 games between the Pelicans. Mavericks, meanwhile, with a big win, still on the outside looking in. You know, Oklahoma City wasn't trying to make the playoffs this year. They lost their number 1 pick, Chet Holmgren, before the season started. They're kind of hanging in there. Golden State needs to beat Portland on Sunday and defeat Sacramento to stay in front of the Lakers. The Lakers, they are trying to host a play-in game. They take on the Suns, and then they take on the Jazz. Phoenix is locked into the number four seed. But this might be a situation where if you're Phoenix, you want to put Lakers on the ropes there. And you also want to get Durant more reps, more playing time together with that group, and maybe he'll be playing a little bit more. You're already locked into the number four, but they might catch a break because they would be Friday, the second game in a back-to-back for the Suns, who play Denver on Thursday night, so maybe you don't get the best. And it was odd to see this, that you have a spirited performance overtime win against Utah, which made me nervous because everybody played well in that game, and you went overtime with Utah, and you got the win. So you come back home, and this is a huge game, biggest game of the year for them, and you're facing the Clippers, who you haven't defeated in a long, long time. Clippers have won 11 in a row against the Lakers. And the first half, they look spent. Now, they did come back in the second half. That's the odd part. You would have thought that they would have a lot of energy in the first half, no energy in the second half if you're going to play the back-to-back and a overtime game. It was the opposite for them. But the Clippers got a win. Kawhi looked good. And here the Lakers are again. And, you know, if you didn't have to play back-to-back, then I'd say, wow, they're a great team. It's that damn back-to-back, you know. LeBron's old, AD fragile. But if you don't have him play back-to-back, then, you know, they can do some damage in the postseason. But I still like what, you know, the makeup of that team. Still like it a lot. But I think it's going to be tricky with the matchups here. Who they face, you know, play-in game, and then who do they meet after that? Yes, Paul?
I've got the matchups as of this morning. Golden State and the Clippers had the same record. But Golden State, for whatever tiebreak reason, is in the sixth spot. So right now, I think Golden State would like to stay in the sixth spot because then they get Sacramento instead of facing the Suns in round one.
Mm-hmm.
But Golden State, Sacramento, that should be a good time offensively.
Yes. Defense optional there.
Totally.
Draymond Green had something to say on his podcast where the commissioners come out and said, you have to play at least 65 games if you're going to be eligible for honors with first team, second team, third team, or MVP, or rookie of the year. Here's Draymond Green not agreeing with the commissioner.
65 minimum games for awards. I can appreciate this, and everyone will appreciate this until you got bums on the All-NBA team and winning awards because someone didn't qualify because they missed 10 games at some point of a season with an ankle injury. All of a sudden, you don't have any of those guys on all NBA teams. And then what NBA are we representing? When you look back in history and you got a bum on the all NBA second team or all NBA first team because guys missed some games, it won't be so appreciated then, and everybody will be complaining now. And you know who else will be complaining? I think owners are going to end up complaining when they find a bum that they have to give an extension to that made the All-NBA team, and now they come in there asking you for max and super max and blah, blah, blah because they made the NBA team because guys weren't allowed that played 63 games. Then we'll get the complaining.
All right, Draymond, what's your suggestion? That's what I want to hear. Give me a suggestion. How do we get you guys to want to play? Maybe want to play a little more than 60 games. How about that? By the way, when you talk about bums, do you want Rudy Gobert on, first team All-NBA? Because Rudy Gobert is not one of the top 15 players in the game, but he'd make All-NBA because he's a center. Positionless basketball. I came up with that idea for the commissioner. And yes, I suggested 65 games to the commissioner. But Draymond, come up with it. Give me something else. How do we, as fans, look forward to a game where we go, we know those guys are going to play? That's what the commissioner's trying to do. But you guys have to have load management. I'm waiting for Draymond to come up with a better suggestion here so we can actually get our money's worth when we buy tickets to see you. That's not asking too much, is it, Draymond? Yeah, Paul.
And there's no way to solve this because the players' contracts never take a hit off this. They don't lose any money because of this. And you know, the fans suffer because they don't get to see the people, especially when you go there. The teams, the networks suffer more than anything because they're going to lose ad. The ratings for the NBA are not going well the past couple of years. It's just a fact. And because of mostly load management. And there's nothing you could do in the short term.
Yes, John.
I know he likes to be emphatic and wild, but if you're good enough to make an NBA team, it's got to be a less harsh word than bum. Even the worst guy on any NBA team is not a bum. Could have said, like, you know, an inferior player. There's so many other things you could have used than bum that he doubled down and said, like, two or three times he used that word.
Yes, Marv.
Maybe there's just bums on the NBA level, but they're the best player you've probably ever seen at the YMCA. There's guys that, you know, they're just okay. I think that's what Draymond was talking about.
Draymond's a bum now.
Dang.
Bum?
Yeah.
He put the emphasis on B.
By you know, comparison, if I'm looking at his number, well, he's not going to make first, second, or third team. I understand what he's saying. I get it. Come up with it. Tell me another solution. That's what I'd like to hear. Yes, Eden.
And it's funny because you could kind of be like, Draymond, this doesn't actually concern you.
Yes. Yeah, you're not going to be first, second, or third team all NBA.
And you know what? He's a guy who plays... He's only played under 65 games in his career like three times. So he's a dude who plays every night.
Yeah. Has he made first, second, third team All-NBA in his career?
Yeah, I think he's made second team before.
Oh.
He's made third team.
Okay.
Maybe yeah. Once or twice.
Maybe snuck in there. Yeah, Paul.
Remember our idea years ago that some ticket place, like SeatGeek or Ticketmaster, they do ticket protection. So you buy a Lakers ticket or you buy a Clippers ticket, and if Kawhi sits, you buy insurance, star insurance, and you get 20% back on your ticket. But if they play, you pay 10% more. So we discussed that. We put that out there as an idea years ago. But if some type of new ticket site, did NBA-specific ticket site, embrace this, they could make money off it.
This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz, the Mercedes-Benz SUV family. Take a test drive. Takes no time at all to set it up. Mercedes-Benz. Learn more at MBUSA.com. All right. So we got our poll question?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to go Mavericks right now?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll get to phone calls. 877-3DP-SHOW. Tyler standing by to set you up for that. Mad Dog Russo will join us coming up top of next hour. And the former Laker great now Hall of Famer, Pau Gasol, will join us in the final hour of the program. Just getting started back after this Dan Patrick Show. Simply Safe Home Security, designed with cutting-edge technology, backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. In an emergency, agents use Fast Protect technology, and this is only from Simply Safe. Then they will capture critical evidence, verify the threat is real, so you can get priority police dispatch. 24/7 professional monitoring service. It's going to cost you under a dollar a day, and that's less than half the price of traditional home security. Simply Safe Home Security. You can lock and unlock your doors, access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere. CNET named Simply Safe Editor's Choice for 2023. Customize the perfect system for your home. It's going to take just a couple of minutes. You get started by going to simplysafedan.com. You go today, you claim a free indoor security camera, plus you're going to get 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com, claim the free indoor security camera, plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com, there's no safe like SimpliSafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. I saw where Phil Mickelson went to the Masters Champions Dinner on Tuesday night. But according to 1979 winner Fuzzy Zeller, Phil Mickelson didn't say a word all night. I find that impossible for Phil not to say one word. Like, did they say chicken or steak? Did they say, do you want red wine, white wine? Did he say anything? Did he just say that, sit there? Zeller said, nobody said a word about it. Phil sat near the end of the table, kept to himself, didn't speak at all. Phil was very low profile, didn't say a word. That's almost impossible for Phil to not say a word. But everybody there feels like, Yeah, Paul.
You mentioned before the show that it's assigned seating at the Masters Champions Dinner.
Freddie Couples has told me before that he sits in the same place. He'll sit next to Jack Nicklaus, Tiger, Sandy Lyle, and maybe one other player.
Right. I read about this. There's mixed reports on that. There's not exactly assigned seating as much as it's almost like a tradition. You sit next to the guys and the new guys find a spot. Adam Scott, one of the winners in 2013, said it's not assigned seating, but people sit in the same chairs year after year, and everyone likes that. And it feels like your spot, and then the new guy takes the spot that's open.
But I don't understand, if Phil is in there with the other Saudi back players from the LIV Tour, Bubba Watson, Charles Schwartzel, Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, Sergio Garcia, wouldn't Phil sit with them and then be able to have a conversation with them? If there's no assigned seats, I would think you would go and sit next to those guys and you'd be able to talk amongst yourselves. Yes, yeah,
Fuzzy Zeller has a really funny quote where he says, we're just 33 past champions in a room all trying to get along. He said, nobody said a word about it. Phil sat near the end of the table and kept to himself. He didn't speak at all. I just love, we're 33 past champions in a room trying to get along. That's how, if you want to talk about the room, which feels intimate, and you're there's 36 of you just trying to get along. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I didn't know it'd be that difficult. You're a champion.
It's like it almost feels like that dinner, like that you dread that you have to go to. That you're like, oh God, I got to go with these guys.
Yes, Todd.
Mickelson was wearing a shirt that said "Live Me Alone," so that could be part of the reason why. You know what? Don't bother with this guy.
All right,
got an attitude there.
Did he live a tip?
Oh, okay. There we go.
Many burger sliders and ribeye steaks were among the things on the menu.
How can you be in a bad mood if you're going to the champions' dinner? You get to wear your green jacket. You get to sit there, good food. And unless they say, hey, Phil, you got to sit next to whoever it might be who doesn't like you. And that might be a few people, but I would think you would go, hey. And the Live Tour guys, their practice rounds were with each other for the most part. And even the par three, I think Dustin Johnson was there with a couple of like Louis Oosthuizen. So you got guys who were on the Live Tour and they're practicing together. They're in the par three tournament. Yes, yes, Todd.
Could you pile up a bunch of plates and take it to go and just bring it back to your hotel room and you could sit quietly and no one's bothering you and you got all the food and you're fine?
I just can't imagine Phil would sit there and not say anything because Phil has an opinion on everything.
I'm just eating my Scotty sliders. Leave me alone.
How does that work? Like you just got your head down and nobody's saying anything to you?
Maybe he knew that it's going to get out. No matter what he says in that room will be leaked out and be the lead in golf world.
But he doesn't have to talk about the Live Tour.
He slimmed down. I saw Phil. He looks very lean.
Yeah.
And that cleanse or something.
You know what? He had it. He was going to be the next Arnold Palmer as the great ambassador of the game. He had it. Fans love him. And he always acknowledged the fans. He could have been that ambassador to the game. He could have been Arnold Palmer. But instead, he chose this. Now, he's not playing well anymore, but he's getting paid a lot. He doesn't have to. And I don't know if he needed the money. And as crazy as that may sound, you know, there are always like conversations about Phil with gambling. Did he need to go to the Live Tour because he needed that money? And I think by all accounts, he was making $40 million a year with advertisers, endorsements, and what he was making on tour. But $200 million with the Live Tour. But he doesn't have to win anything. That's just a play. Yes, Todd.
If you were at the Masters dinner and you approached Phil, your friendly guy, he's like, hey, Phil, how's it going? And he just totally ignored you. Do you just say, hey, what's your problem, dude? Or you just walk away? I guess he's not in the mood to be addressed. I'm going to go sit somewhere else.
What would you do?
I would say, why are you not saying hi back? What's the matter with you? Why are you ignoring everyone? Everyone's saying that you're just sitting there eating and totally blowing everyone up.
All the Masters champions are glad you weren't at the dinner. They can agree on that.
Perhaps he's just not in the mood to be addressed.
Yes.
All I did was say, hey, Phil, good to see you, Phil. How's it going?
How about a commentator? I think he's addressing Phil Mickelson.
I would prefer you didn't address me.
This is like one of those dinners, though, that you go to. And it's like a couple's dinners, but the couples are separated, the different sides of the, like, okay, you're going to sit over here. Yeah. But then to force you to talk to other people other than just your spouse, we're going to sit you all the way over here.
Hey, we're going to sit, you next to Timmy, and Timmy knows sports. So we thought that you two would get along. You're the sports guy, so we'll let you sit next to him. And then that's the guy who goes, hey, watch the Yankees? No, I didn't. Why not? You don't like the Yankees? No. How about Judge? How many home runs do you think he'll hit? And then you're looking for a sharp knife, maybe to slice your wrist.
Want to hear about my fantasy team?
Yeah.
Oh! God.
Excuse me, waiter. Could I get a sharper knife? This is not going to cut my veins.
So what are you guys in, Bristol?
Yep.
You do your show, like, live? How do I see it? Where can I find it? Peacock. Peacock? Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's streaming? Yeah. Download the app. Did it cost me anything? No, it's free. What do you talk about for 3 hours a day? Not that I've had this conversation before, because I have. Yes, Todd.
Maybe they need baseball's version of a dinner clock. After a certain amount of seconds, Eric, I got to go home. It's expired. Night is over.
See? Now, then you move to the next seat.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, you just keep moving. Like, do a pitch clock. Do a entree clock. Yes, Paul.
Don't you guys love in these type of situations when you get seated with a complete non-sports fan and they have no interest in what you do for a living whatsoever?
Oh, I love it.
That's the best. Like, oh, what do you do? Radio? Cool. And then they go, oh, I'm the mid-management guy from whatever. And they talk about work stuff or politics or whatever.
I would much rather listen to what you do for a living than tell you what I do for a living. I don't care how in the weeds you want to get with what you do. I'm okay with that. Just go ahead and talk. Yes, Seton.
That's a, I just keep everything on them. I ask a gajillion questions.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Tom.
Not me. I love to recite my resume and tell everyone all the cool things that I've done over the past 30 years. And
unless it's a woman.
Then I'll let her tell me how her commute was to the restaurant and that kind of thing.
Todd had some poll questions.
I did have a couple.
All right, go. I mean, these are all approved, I think.
There's nothing terrible there, and I don't think it was particularly negative. I know it was negative the last day or two, so I'm trying to be a little more positive.
Yeah, first day of the Masters, come on.
Yeah, these seem to be fair questions.
Not about to be addressed.
I want the Masters to be won by one of the favorites or a big surprise underdog.
Okay.
If Tiger Woods doesn't make the cut at Augusta, I'll watch less of the Masters over the weekend. I'll still watch about the same. I'll stop watching altogether. Okay. Interesting. See how much Tiger weighs these days.
All right. A lot of the money is on Tiger to not make the cut.
That would be unfortunate.
Thank you, Todd.
Tiger Woods will win his sixth green jacket this Sunday in the next couple of years or never.
Okay. Don't know if we need never.
Never. N-E-V-A-H. All right. And the MLB pitch clock is fantastic. Okay, I guess, but needs tweaking or terrible.
I saw the headline where history was made. And with the Angels. And I thought, oh, what did Ohtani do? Like, you know, 15 strikeouts, 3 home runs. And it was, he violated the pitch clock and the hitting clock in the same game. The first player to do so. He also, you know, pitched pretty well in that game. He allowed 1 run. He struck out 8. He went 1-for-2 with an RBI. But he is the first player in baseball history to receive a pitch clock violation as both a hitter and a pitcher in the same game. Yes, Paul.
The Angels are 4-2. That's 2 games over 500. They've, you know, they've outscored their opponents by 13 runs. Good start. The Rays are 6-0.
Yeah, I know. I saw that, but they played the Nationals. That helps.
Shocker. The Dodgers are 4-2 and outscored their opponents by 25 runs already.
Yeah. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Got our poll question. Mad Dog Russo will join us coming up top of the hour. And Pau Gasol, the former Laker great, will stop by in the final hour of the program. Some NBA from last night. You know, this doesn't happen where the Knicks had 3 players score at least 30 points. But Jalen Brunson didn't even play. They roughed up the Pacers. The Pelicans, 3 players with at least 30. 3 players from the same team, each scoring at least 30 points in a game, has happened 4 times in 7 seasons prior to this year. It's happened 4 times this year, twice on Wednesday. It's never happened 4 times in a season prior to this year. Last time that you had as many as 3 games like that in a season was back in 1990.
Woo!
By the way, Kyrie scored 19 of his 31 in the fourth quarter. The Mavs keeping their playoff hopes alive with the win over the Kings. And Kyrie leads the NBA in fourth quarter points this season. Yes, Paulie.
I have a pie in the face or whatever we're going to do baseball-wise bet I've been thinking about for about 2 days. Okay. We haven't done one in a while.
Okay.
All right, here's my theory. Right. The Atlanta Braves are 5-1. The NL East stinks. The Mets were supposed to be good, but they've got injuries already. Marlins don't look good. Phillies don't look good. Nationals don't look good. I think the Atlanta Braves are going to win. Oh, man. I think they're going to flirt with the 116. Isn't 116 by the Cubs and the Mariners most wins in a regular season?
Mariners had 116.
116. Like the Jay Bruner guys?
Yeah. But they didn't win the World Series.
No. Too soon. No. The Atlanta Braves are going to tie that record or beat it.
Hmm.
That's an all-timer record.
Yes, it is, Paul.
You like it? Anyone want a piece of that?
I would take the under.
All right. That's fun. I just think that the interesting team.
You think the Braves are going to get at least 116 wins?
It's gutsy, but I'm banking on the rest of the division to really stink.
All right. I'll go pie to the face.
All right, I'll take that under.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Me too.
All right.
All right. Everyone's in. Yeah.
Todd, you want a piece of it?
Yeah. That seems brave.
Okay.
Going on. Atlanta Braves. Okay. Never mind.
You're a knucklehead. But you're doing well in the first 37 minutes.
I'm doing all right. I have an Ohtani joke.
What's the Ohtani joke?
By the time the interpreter explained to Ohtani exactly what he did wrong, the ump called another pitch clock violation. That seems a little unfair.
Thanks,
you only have a certain number of seconds. You got to throw the next pitch. You can't start having him translate what...
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Okay. Where's the joke?
Oh, okay. I feel like I'm back at Caroline's. Nice.
Yeah, who can translate that joke?
You know, you shut down Caroline's. Caroline's doesn't exist
Very
anymore.
Very soon after I was up on stage, all of a sudden we got this press
The legendary
release.
Caroline's comedy store in Midtown Manhattan.
Iconic.
Yes.
Iconic.
I'll just put anybody up there. Forget this place. We're not going back.
The day after he was there, it went from Caroline's Comedy Club to Caroline's Club. They just changed the name. Just a club.
They're just playing music and you can get to something to drink. Dance a little if you want.
But you did it.
I did. Thanks to you, you hooked me up with some amazing venues, and I'm glad I had the courage to do that, even if I didn't get any laughs. It was still Caroline's and Comedy Store in Hollywood. That's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yes.
I'll just put in a laugh track when I watch it back, and then I'll feel fine. Everything's good.
We have video of that, don't we?
I think we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the crickets and all of that.
The ice melting in the background.
Yes, that you could actually hear ice melting in McLovin's glass when Todd was up there. It was that quiet.
That's bombing right there.
It was.
And then I started saying curse words for no reason.
But the funniest moment is when McLovin tucked the tablecloth into his pants accidentally. Now, if McLovin did that on purpose, he's a genius. But I don't think he did because he's so clumsy. I just know when we got up to leave, he
it's like Kramer.
He pulled up the tablecloth and all of the glasses, everything was shattered. And then we're like, oh my God, let's get out of here. But you got up there, and that's all that matters, Todd.
Do you remember the MC at the end? Like, they gave Fritzy a nice courtesy applause at the end. He goes, that was Todd Fritz.
Okay, usually, moving on. You may have seen him on The Tonight Show.
No, usually they'll go, hey, let's make way for a really funny guy, Todd Fritz. And then all of a sudden, Fritzy gets up there, and then he says goodbye to you. He doesn't say, hey, there's a really funny guy, Todd Fritz. He's like, that's Todd Fritz.
He's kind of like, wow.
He actually mumbled, what was that all about in my ear? No one heard him.
Play of the Day is up next. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Clippers in front with 6:40 to play and a steal. Powell takes it away from Vanderbilt. Left to right, he lobs it up. Leonard, skies high. Kawhi with the biggest Kawhi light of the season. Timeout Lakers.
I like that. A Kawhi light. That's courtesy of AM 570 LA Sports. Clippers have won 11 in a row against the Lakers. Longest winning streak in the series by either team. You have to go back to 1997 through 2000 when the Lakers won 16 in a row with the Clippers. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Mercedes. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. This in from one of our listeners. Paulie, baseball changed the schedule. Teams don't play as many in-division games and play every team in baseball once. The Braves won't have the benefit of playing their weak division as in past season.
I'm aware of that, but that means that person is willing to take a pie if I win.
Okay.
What's his name, Dave?
Eddie D. Eddie will take the pie to the face. He'll be in on the bet that Paulie says he was aware of, although you were citing the weak division that they were in.
They still do play quite a few games in the division, not as many as in past years.
Do you want to get out of the bet?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Now the baseball season's interesting. Now, who's tuning in to Braves games today?
You are.
Only 153 to go.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Right. Paulie has the Braves winning at least 116 games this
I'll
year.
See you at the end of the year.
I should just hit myself in the face with a pie now.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Yes. Do you want out of the bet, or do you want to pay off the bet right now?
Let it ride. I'm a gambler, man.
Yes, Todd.
I wasn't aware of that information, so I think I'm going to bow out of that bet and be less brave. Am I allowed to do that? I wasn't aware about the whole weak division, and you're not playing.
Wait,
those
so now you're on Paulie's side?
I think so.
Oh, I don't want you on my side.
Wasn't that funny?
I think it was kind of funny. I don't think the Braves are going to win that many games. Are they going to?
Then why would you be on my side?
Wait, we're taking 116 games. They won't win 116.
They won't. I agree with
that. We're taking the under. Paulie is taking 116.
I'm going to say less. So that means I'm sticking with what I initially.
Mr. Vegas.
You know,
oh my God.
We don't want you. Okay.
They're going to win less than 116 games.
Then you stay with the bet.
Fritzy still knows more about gambling than some people have gotten gambling TV shows I've seen other than that.
By the way, our gambling podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, yesterday we recorded it. So it was Bad Larry, Shay, and Irving, and Dylan, and they were talking about their Masters picks.
Corey Connors plus 5,000 to win. I like his iron game. Iron game matters at the Masters.
And this on the heels of the Valero Open.
Yes.
Okay. Dylan, are you ready for yours?
I think so.
Okay.
Going Rombo to win plus 850.
All right.
Cam Smith to win plus 2,500. Corey Connors to miss the cut.
What
plus
the 300.
What the I had to.
Are you fading?
You are.
So him and Cam Smith, I think, are the only guys the last 3 years to finish top 10 at the Masters. And I've seen that stat everywhere. I'm like, that's just ripe for a letdown.
All right. That's just a sample of what the boys were talking about with their Masters picks. It's available at danpatrick.com. Also at 11 a.m. Eastern, you can order your tailgate moonshine And you can go to danpatrick.com. Yes, Paul?
Tiger tees off at 10:18 a.m. Eastern with Xander Schauffele and Victor Hovland.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of the amateurs and older guys are on now. No one really put up any great scores yet. It's real early.
Thank you.
There's one guy who's always plus five after six holes. I don't want to give out names.
Kevin Na?
Yeah, he's not doing well.
Yes, Todd.
He has no chance of getting the green jacket.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, Todd.
Had to be said.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be said, by
it didn't.
To say
no,
it.
Rarely does
That's
it have to
fault.
Be.
You allowed me to it, say it.
Rarely does it have to be said by you.
Not going to win.
No. All 12 baseball games on Thursday were played in under 3 hours. So far this season, 12 teams have played all of their games in under 3 hours. How do we know it's a success? Just because the games are under 3 hours, I'm curious attendance. I'm curious about TV ratings. Local ratings are usually great, but are national ratings going to be up? Nationally televised games? That's what I'm curious about. Because I do think the game's more interesting, but I don't know if more people are tuning in. I don't think there's fewer commercials. I think it's still the same inventory there. I don't know what it's like to go to a game now. If, you know, we had somebody yesterday who was complaining that the games are too quick. I'm wondering when the owners push back and say, we lost X number of millions of dollars because the games were shorter. And if it's 30 minutes less that you're going to be buying things, if I, you know, extrapolate, then you're talking, you know, a couple of hundred hours that you're not going to be buying things at home games. And I'm wondering if the owners are going to say, and maybe that's the downside to this. Yes, Tom.
And when you're online for concessions or the restroom just for the fan, the game's going quicker. It's bad enough when you go to a sporting event, you're missing a part of the game, even though you're looking at the monitor maybe while you're waiting for your hot dog and beer. But you're going to maybe miss significant action because you're waiting online to get food or use the restroom.
Thank you, Tom.
Back to you.
I hadn't thought of that.
It was the top of the third. Wait a second. It's the bottom of the seventh now? I just went to get some juju.
Well, you do take a little while when you go to the bathroom.
I apologize for the people behind me.
When you're going to like a football game, do you guys do the end of the quarter, like run to the bathroom and concessions with 2 minutes left to beat the end of quarter rush? Like I may miss if it's the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
I think that's the move.
Yeah, I can do that. Yes. Yeah,
I'm more of a start of the next one. Go. Everybody is already, so they already sort of went and came, and then everybody's rushing back because they were already there.
Yeah.
That's usually when I go get a beer.
Marvin, you sent me this tweet with Isaiah Thomas, and is this Charles Oakley and Isaiah Thomas going back at each other?
Oh, this beef will never end. So Charles Oakley was talking about Michael Jordan and Isaiah Thomas's issues, and Oakley was basically saying, you're just mad because Mike took over your city.
Okay, Charles Oakley, who played with the Bulls, the quote is, he came into your city and took your city. That's why you're really mad. He took over Chicago, which is where Isaiah's from. Which is true. Isaiah says, I remember us kicking your ass a lot. Someone please check my record versus any team he played on. Sit down and be humble. I would say that these things are both true. First of all, Jordan will never, ever apologize to Isaiah Thomas.
Don't hold your breath.
That ain't happening. The beef is good. It's 40 years old. It's good. I'm fine with it. Let him continue this. I do think, you know, Zeke is underrated as a player. I think we forget how great Isaiah Thomas was. It's just, you know, he wasn't likable by a lot of people. But, you know, he's from Chicago. Then he goes to Detroit. And at the time, the Bulls weren't any good, and he goes to Detroit, and they're the bad boys. The way they play, people had a problem with that. But he played. He put up. But I do think it's weird. I think he's underrated. I think when we talk about point guards, you sometimes go, oh, yeah, and Isaiah. It's an oh, yeah, and Isaiah. And you can make the case. You start with Magic, and then you go to Isaiah. Now, you know, Steph Curry is not a point guard. You know, we don't have those designations like we used to. But back then, you did. Like, hey, Joe Dumars, good two-guard. Now he'd be just a guard. Coming up, we'll talk some baseball. Mad Dog Russo will join us. And final hour, we'll talk to Hall of Famer Pau Gasol, former Laker great. More phone calls as well. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Hour two on the way after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.